It's a beautiful morning in what's a very desirable part of Worcestershire for families. And as it's a normal day around the breakfast table here today, what happened to the Holloways has had a lasting effect on them, and they even had to move house as a result. Now, Tim was attacked by a burglar. Tim, just explain what happened to you.
Okay, briefly, I caught a man trying to enter my property in Malvern and another house, and literally I'd watched him for a couple of minutes as I came back from walking my dog one night, and he was reaching towards the door. He was going to enter my property. He turned around and started yelling abuse at me, walked up the path, met me on some concrete steps as he couldn't get out. There was only one way in, one way out. And he tried to attack me. He put a hand on my chest, raised a fist, and I ended up hitting him pretty hard. He fell down the steps and landed at the bottom, unconscious. I picked the man up, adrenaline going all the time. I was making a lot of noise myself, shouting, screaming, and I just wanted him off my property. I threw him out, and he came round. And when he came round, he started to grab my legs. He pulled me to the floor. He was a big guy, and he started fighting me on the floor. I mean, at this point, other than thinking he was a man who wanted access to my house, I didn't know why this was happening. We rolled around for quite a while, and there was kicking, screaming, biting. It was a bloody fight. It was awful, and it lasted a couple of minutes. At that point, I was literally squeezing his head as hard as I could. I felt hands on me, and I had a half-second... stomach dropping moment, and I thought, oh my God, he's got friends. And I thought that was it. I thought my time had come. And then I heard voices saying, it's your neighbours, it's okay, leave him. And I got off, and at that point the man was unconscious on the floor.
But this is really dangerous. I mean, he could have been armed, and you since found out he had quite a track record.
He could indeed have been armed, and it was at the front and centre of my mind. He did have a track record. As it turned out, we found out some weeks later, he was about 40. He'd spent at least 15 years inside prison, and he'd had 9 of those years in for rape, which he'd done after a burglary had gone wrong for him years before, and before he got convicted, and he went back and raped the lady who he tried to burgle to prove the point that he could, I guess.
Now, the reason why we're here is we're talking about this police operation. They're saying more technology, but that police on the beat wouldn't help this situation. What's your reaction to that, and what were the police like when they came to your incident?
The individuals that came to my incident were very good. My reaction is utter disbelief. Nothing mattered more to me than getting a policeman there in the time that that I could hold this man for. The incident was going on probably 3 or 4 minutes before he actually walked away. I realised I couldn't hold him and jump on him and hold him, because then I'm attacking him. And it took the police 20 minutes to get to us. I don't care what cameras, what technology they introduce, a camera wouldn't put the man off. A policeman being there would have done the trick. He didn't have to have a gun. A policeman wouldn't need to be armed. We just needed a man with a radio and a car and a uniform.
But Vicky, your wife, was the one who called the police. You also used to be a police officer yourself, didn't you?
Yes, many years ago I did, yes. It was a long time before this. And I've got to say, we were pretty disappointed at the response that we got from the police, because they weren't there at the time. And in your hour of need, and you don't have that many, hopefully, in your life, that's what you really want. You need somebody there with a uniform that you can rely on.